Hey, happy day, and you can have a really happy day, May 1, which is just a few days from now, if you win this free draw. Go to rededition.com. If you're at a desktop, there's a yellow banner at the top that says there's a free draw, and go to it. There's no skill testing questions or anything like that. It's an appreciation for watching our show. My family owns condo units at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas and other places too, but you only get to go to Las Vegas if you win. And if you are working from another device like a mobile phone, you go up to where it says menu and you press on that. It's painless and you get to enter and thank you. It's about a $500 value. It's a luxury hotel, two nights, and it's good for a year. And if you go, you go. And if you don't, so what? And hey, you should have a good time just sharing with you and thank you. And we have a brewery. Speaking of Trump, this brewery is promising free beer. And President Donald Trump is killed. Free beer. Okay? I mean, this attack that recently happened at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, this guy that owns a brewery, he said, we almost got it today, almost got free beer. He needs to work on his marksmanship. Or the president faked another assassination to get a positive news cycle. Who talks like that? There was 26 or 2,700 people or some such number at this event. I mean, the press was there and they covered it actually worldwide. And this idiot talks like that. I mean, and then they wonder why people are out there shooting the presidents. And by the way, it's not just Trump. Every president has had so many threats and shootings and different things. It's not Trump at all, but they make it sound like he's the only one that's ever been shot at. Not true. Now in California, we have a liberal bishop in the Catholic Church. Liberals, you know what they're like. You can have an opinion as long as I approve it, right? There's no freedom of speech except for them. That's how they think. Oh, if you can actually call that thinking, it's brewing up there. I guess they're doing something. In any event, this bishop now has said, you know what? I'm of the opinion that we need a third testament, a third one, because I don't like what's being said in the Bible in the first and the second testament. I don't like it. Okay, then, really? She says it's problematic, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Problematic, so we need to have a third one. Go join the Mormon church or something. Or better yet, just be quiet and leave the church because you're just another liberal. You're mixing up everything. The Bible's the Bible. Get over yourself. You don't like it. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, now, England. They're a little wacky over there, too, because now they're saying they have a new law. If you were born after 2008, okay, you can no longer smoke. You can't buy tobacco. We're going to have a smoke-free generation. Okay, I kind of get it. Smoking is bad for you and all the cha-cha. But who are they to come into people's lives? All they're going to do is create a black market. It'll be an illegal market that'll be bigger and better than what the government ever had anyway. But what are they doing? They're interfering. They're trying to tell people what to do all of the time. And if you're going to do that, at least get it right. Kind of get your priorities straight. Okay, now 400,000 hospital admissions per year and 64,000 deaths a year are related to smoking. Okay, those are big numbers. I understand 400,000. But let's look at chubby people. Obesity. Obesity has 1.2 million hospital admissions, and that's over 3,000 a day. So now what? They should have done that. First, you should ban all the chocolate bars and the potato chips, and that's what you need to do. Kind of get it straight. Instead, they went after the smokers, and it's not half as bad as what obesity is. Dumb is forever with these politicians. Get out of our life. That'd be good. Or do it right. If you're going to be a commie and totally crazy, do it right. Get rid of the chocolate bars first. Boy, oh boy. Oh, by the way, in England, this is an illegal act, but they're not stopping it. You can go to the corner mart, a mini mart, and you can buy cocaine, laughing gas, and prescription pills. Really? Okay, why don't you go after them instead of the guys that are smoking cigarettes? That would kind of make sense. You know, last night, yesterday, I went to a rodeo in Thermo, California. I don't know this young man, but he did a terrific job. That reminded me of me, and I had to show you because many, many years ago in the 60s and 70s, I rode in the rodeos for many years, and I broke every bone in my body. My kids always give me heck because this makes my hand feel good because it's been broken so many times hanging onto the bareback rigging. And sometimes I sit like that and my kids say, kind of wake up and come out of the youth of their father. Hey, y'all have a nice day. Right is right, left is wrong. See ya.